Books on Tape presents Ghost Walk by Rebecca Stott, read by Rosalind Landor. Author's note. Although Ghost Walk is a work of fiction, and all of the characters are drawn from my imagination, the 17th century figures in this book are historical. The details of their lives are based on records, as are the facts about Cambridge in the 17th century. For anyone interested in the historical background of the story within the novel, I have provided additional material at the end of the printed version of the book, an author's note explaining my use of history in more detail, a timeline, excerpts from Newton's diaries, and a bibliography. Rebecca Stott. All the planets are heavy towards one another. Isaac Newton. Things hurtful for the eyes. Garlic, onions and leeks. Going too sudden after meals. Hot wines. Cold air. Much bloodletting. Dust. Fire. Much weeping. Isaac Newton. Prologue. Unrepaired and swollen with rain, the gate in the orchard wall refused to move until Cameron put his full weight against it and pushed hard. Stepping into the smell of a long abandoned apple crop, Cameron called towards the house, hoping to catch his mother's attention in the window where she would be sitting working.
Elizabeth!
He waited for her to come to the window and wave, then called out again. This time his voice disturbed a pigeon, which flew from one of the apple trees in a great clatter of wings.